Shopping for a Kluger? Visit three great Toyota locations today. Berwick, Pakenham and Cranbourne Toyota.
Kogan Mobile. Get started for just $4.90 for 30 days. KoganMobile.com.au/radio.
Dwayne's World with Dwayne Russell.
The fight back is on as Stoza takes the second set by 6-3.
Win by Sam Stoza. Been great to be here at the Tennis, I've got to say, for the first couple of days. The vibe's been great. The weather's always good at this time of year, but to see so many people coming through, it hasn't been the packed grounds that we've seen in previous years, but the grounds get bigger and bigger here every year, and the courts watching the Aussies have been packed. Let's talk some tennis. In fact, we're talking about a lot of AFL so far today, and that's fair enough, the new rule interpretation alteration. Joe sent through a text, Dwayne, it's tennis season. Don't worry about Brad Scott. Be an accredited journalist and get Tiley on and give him the grilling he deserves. Joseph from Essendon. Well, let's talk about some tennis. Craig Tiley has been in the news a lot. I supported him yesterday. I mentioned yesterday that he's definitely got some egg on his face and some explaining to do, but he's done a lot of good for tennis over time. I'm just not one of these people, as I welcome Brett Phillips back to the box, that wants people sacked all the time. I mean, we hear, you know, someone needs to lop his head, this guy needs to be sacked, get rid of this. I'm not a sacking, call for sacking kind of guy, but there is a little bit of heat on Craig Tiley at the moment, and it has intensified a bit to the point, I think, that the government came out today and gave him some support. Where is it all, as I welcome you back?
Well, Dwayne, it's fascinating, isn't it? Yeah, there's lots of angles, lots of layers. There's still lots of questions that just can't be answered. Well, they're not being answered at the moment. So we're a bit in the dark of just as some of the finer detail of the timeline of everything and where TA sat. I mean, they've had to deal with a lot, like any sporting organisation, the last 2 years, dealing with putting on major events during COVID. There have been enormous challenges. And Craig Tiley, look, I think no one has ever doubted his work ethic, his passion for the sport. He's had different roles at Tennis Australia. When you're the CEO or the president, I mean, you're always going to come under a little bit of heat, aren't you? You're under scrutiny.
So he's got the two roles for those people unaware. He's the head of the tournament and Tennis Australia, in essence.
Yeah, which doesn't exist anywhere outside of the Australian Open. I'm talking the other Grand Slam nations. So I did mention that yesterday. There's lots of layers. I mean, Craig, yes, this is the first time he's ever copped any heat that I can remember around this particular event. It's normally been tick, tick, tick.
John Newcombe spoken today, one of the great tennis legends of this country, former Tennis Australia President Steve Healy, I saw quoted as well, saying that there's been enormous damage to the Australian Open. Been a bit of talk that Tennis Australia Chair Jane Hudlicker hasn't spoken yet, and she should. Where do you think we will get? Are you a chance to get Craig Tiley on the first serve at some stage or on this program anywhere in the next couple of weeks? Do you think there will be a moment when Craig Tiley faces a press conference? Will Jane speak?
So I'll tell you on Craig, Dwayne. So I want to get him on when we can talk about all layers of tennis. And I've interviewed Craig many times. Everything around the Australian Open for many years has all been very nice interviews because the Open, you know, you can't fault. But I've always said to TA, the next time I speak to Craig, I want it to be an in-depth chat about everything to do with Australian tennis because there are lots of things that need to be discussed and become transparent. As far as Jane is concerned, I have put in numerous requests, and the answer has always been she does not do media. I can't quite accept that. I think you've got to speak in the forum as the chair of the organisation. So it leads people to asking a lot of questions. It leads
to transparency as well, doesn't it? Because if footy's the space we live in the majority of the time, but if Gil McLachlan never spoke, it's been interesting that a lot of the commissioners don't speak, but at least we do hear a lot from Gil. You need to find out what is being thought of by those at the top to give some understanding, and then you can make an assessment as to, you know, how much truth is in it or not, but at least we know what their directional thinking is.
I think around a big issue like this and how it's played out, that's when you do have to hear from the chair. But all I can say is I don't think the relationship between Craig Tiley and the board is necessarily that tight. And that wouldn't be probably uncommon across sport. That's my understanding. And look, Craig's been here at TA a long, long time. He started in player development, rose to the CEO role, rose to the Australian Open Tournament Director role. He's a powerful, powerful figure. So, yeah, I mean, I've got no doubt he's tried to probably, he and his team, because it is a big team, they've tried to push the boundaries. They want the best players here. Did they do everything correctly? Well, we need to actually hear from him in a proper sit-down forum to get some questions answered, because that's why the heat's going to come.
So you'll keep putting in requests for your programs. We'll keep putting in requests for our programs, but the requests have been put in. Let's talk about some on-court action. A couple of Aussies doing well, a couple of Aussies not doing so well. Sam Stosur's fought back in her match. You've been doing the court announcing here at Rod Laver Arena, so it's been a pretty action-packed day too as well.
It has. Look, Sam is fighting hard at Onkyo Arena. She lost that first set tiebreaker. It looked like she was maybe going to bow out in straight sets, and she really dug deep. So that crowd is willing her on. She doesn't want to end her singles career with a first-round loss. And right now she's got a break, serving for a 4-2 lead in the third, up against a really good American in Robin Anderson. So that's going to go down to the wire. But, yeah, well done to Sam. Unfortunately, Daria Gavrilova didn't get over the line, or Daria Saville, as we're getting used to now. Another Aussie out on court, Christopher O'Connell, took the first two sets, and he's in a nice position in the fourth against a little lefty from France, Hugo Gaston. 3-1 for O'Connell, so you'd love to see him win certainly two or three rounds. Centre court today, he had a chance to have a chat to Garbiñe Muguruza out there, the third seed, former world number one. She looks in a really good groove. In fact, since 2006, those that have won the WTA finals at Year's End, one third of those have gone on to win the Australian Open. Serena twice, Kim Clijsters, Emily Maurismo, and she is just so regal. But her net play today was fantastic. And that's where in women's tennis, you can't win a Grand Slam anymore just being a basher at the back of the court. You've got to have variety. You've got to be able to go to different things. And where, you know, that's where Barty's led the way. So, yeah, Muguruza was terrific. A bit of a challenge for Iga Świątek, the seventh seed out here. Though she struck back to get it to 3-3. She was down against Harriet Dott, Duane of Great Britain. I can't help just fall into that accent. It's such a British,
like
a British name, isn't it? Harriet Dott.
Dott.
Who came through came through qualies last week. There's Aussies everywhere. And obviously tonight we've got a stack of Australians. In fact, Jordan Thompson's just hit court three. He needs a win. That's a very winnable one against Steve Johnson today.
Are we going to be with Kyrgios tonight as a nation, or against Kyrgios tonight as a nation?
Well, I think John Cain, he'll get plenty of support out there. I mean, people love coming to the tennis and watching all the Aussies and giving them the support. What they're going to get, don't know. Don't know yet. We're going to have a look in the first 15 minutes to see what his energy levels are like. I mean, you know, you don't lose your talent. So we know that, you know, on paper, he should be able to beat Liam Brody even at half rat power. But let's get a feel for it early doors tonight.
I'll take a few of your calls. Send through your text if you like. Are you with Kyrgios tonight? Are you against Kyrgios tonight? Have you warmed to him? Have you never quite warmed to him? It's going to be a talking point. His demeanour is often something that decides whether you're with him or not. You kind of give him the benefit of the doubt for four or five games or a full set, and then if he's giving it his heart and soul and he's going about it the right way, you're kind of with him. But if he throws the toys out of the cot, then you tend to be against him. Are you like that?
Well, I just know the pattern, Dwayne. So I know that he's going to look, he's compelling. You've got to have a look. But I sort of know what the outcome is going to be. And, you know, he had that tag as sort of being the first week warm-up act for the real stuff. So we just know that Nick's going to play some lights-out tennis, but how long it lasts is always the question.
Aussie sports fans, are we the best in the world or are we the worst in the world? There was a little bit of conjecture last night as to whether the barracking was a bit too boisterous by tennis standards.
Yeah, was that was at the Milman
match,
Lopez. We were calling set 3 and 4 of that match, and it was quite an intimate crowd there on Margaret Court Arena, who, a couple went a bit over the top, but it tends to happen first week because you've got to, there's some theatre goers coming along as well who like to have a couple of lemonades and just get amongst it. So, yeah, I think there was a bit of banter, but it was okay.
Great to have you in. We'll talk again a little bit later on. Matthew Mott is going to join us, the Australian women's cricket team coach. So we'll have a chat to Matthew about the upcoming Ashes series against England. Stick around, plenty still to come. Josh Inglis also to talk some cricket with us later in the program. So a heap of cricket still to come.
Can I just quickly,
yes,
before we go to the break, I know the music's playing. This guy Joe has just said, I won't go hard on TA because I do some work for TA. Well, I can tell you, Joe, that is incorrect. Yes, I do work for TA here at the Australian Open. We've tried to request Craig Tiley many times to come on and talk the full length and breadth of Australian tennis, and we'll pursue that. But I think I've been pretty honest and candid about his position. I'm not trying to protect anyone. I think TA should be accountable.
And one here from Brett on the text. By the way, Kyrgios is an Aussie. I'm always with him. Back to your calls and your text. We'll take a few calls, if you like, straight after the break. Matthew Mott's still 10 minutes away. So plenty still to come on Dwayne's World.